Okay, we have a meeting now for the Board of Equalization. We have five items, excuse me, on this this meeting. And we'll just walk down through these. I'm looking for Bert. Oh, there you are. Okay. We'll just start with the first one. The first one, we'll go down through, we'll start with the first one. Is the board approve the Board of Equalization Assessor approved review process report. Any questions on that one?
No.
Motion to approve regular agenda item number one.
Second.
We got a motion and a second to approve agenda item number one. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. I thought aye. I heard three.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
That passes 3-0. Number two is to approve or deny a petition of the Board of Equalization to hear the appeal of a property value after the filing deadline, as stated. Bert.
Just bringing up the document right now. I probably don't even need to do that. in reviewing the petition, there was no issue with notice or there was no issue of factual error raised, so this would be a petition would be considered on the merits of the circumstances only. So, with that, I'd give that back to the board to make a decision, I guess.
Any questions?
I don't have any questions.
I don't.
I would move that we deny regular agenda item number two.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to deny agenda item number two. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That passes 3-0. Number three is to adopt or deny a petition to the Board of Equalization to hear the appeal of a property value after the filing deadline for the parcel stated.
The only question on this one, again, there was not a notice issue raised, although in reviewing the information provided and looking at the circumstances surrounding the appeal, I had a question whether or not there might be a factual error in this case due to a significant rise in the value between last year's adjusted value and this year's adjusted value. So I asked Peter Jepson of the assessor's office to look at that specifically.
Peter Jepson, we didn't find any factual error. In fact, if you look at the record in 2016, it was $1,004,000, 17, $1,005,000. They did a BOE in 18, it was reduced. The person representing the county didn't realize that there was a sale of $1,350,000 in 2015, so it went back to what would be the normal amount. But there was no factual error. It's a value issue, if anything, that we could see.
So can I, as I look through their application, the question I had was, it seems like they went through the process. And one of the things that they're going through this time, I can't see what their appeal file looked like in 2018. This is just their 19 file.
Right.
But if indeed they went and valued this based on a net operating income basis, which is what they're trying to do in 19, and the county approved it, it does seem odd to me that then in 19 they would just get a fair market comparable value. I mean, how does that work, right? That's what I'm trying to figure out is, if we already agreed to an adjustment in 18, are we then in 19 going back to the exact same methodology that we overturned in 18?
Well, that goes to step two of the hearing process. Step one is, should it be opened? And the opening is never done based on value. The opening is always done based on the factors that the code sets forth. As far as the value issue, a person could go back and look and see the hearing officer or the person representing the county, the appraiser. I talked to him. He was unaware when they showed their income approach of the sale that had just happened the prior year. And so an income approach, you may have all the factors, you may not have all the factors. It's done fairly quickly. And so I can't really defend that the income approach wasn't a job where they maybe snowed them in the BOE. That happens sometimes. But when you try to say, shall we open it up based on income, it's not one of the factors that can be opened up. Should this be looked at? Could it be looked at? Could we look at an income approach? Yes. But it isn't one of the factors that the code allows us to say as, shall a late appeal be opened based on the income approach? So, factual error, it says that the taxpayer and the county agree that this is a factual error that doesn't require anything. So, yeah.
Appreciate that. Sounds like, looks like Chris might have a comment on this.
Chris Paulson, County Assessor. Can I recommend that we not look at factual error on this because it was appealed in 2018. House Bill HB 11 last year allowed that if an appeal had been made in the prior year and a significant increase occurred, that it goes into why that should be looked at again. And so if the board would consider opening up because of HB 11, okay, and with those parameters, we could then take a look at it based on the income and other things, which would exclude the factual error element.
Okay, appreciate that.
From a process standpoint, I would like to submit to the board that I had that exact same question and called the state tax commission. The tax commission's opinion was they should have filed on time regardless of the circumstances. I specifically referred to the bill that Chris is talking about, but as always, that's up to the board to decide. So my
personal opinion on that, I appreciate that insight, but I understand that they still missed the deadline, but I'm sympathetic if someone has gone through an adjustment process and they feel like that adjustment process is going to roll forward in future years. And so I would move that we allow this appeal through based on House Bill 11.
One second.
I got a motion and a second to approve item number 3 under House Bill 11. Is that correct? Is that
That's probably the way of stating it. The official term is it's qualified valuation. To qualify, I'm sorry. There's a specific term that they instituted with House Bill 11 as to this type of appeal. I apologize, I don't have it in front of me, but it was like qualified valuation or something. Anyways, but House Bill 11 probably covers it.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That passes 3-0. Number 4 is to approve or deny a petition to the Board of Equalization the hearing for a property valuation after the filing deadline, as stated in number 4. Bert.
Again, my comments. So this one was primarily a notice issue. I provided the notice history within the documentation. The notice shows the notice history shows the notice was mailed to the address of record as recorded on the warranty deed. Now you'll notice that the warranty deed, as recorded, based on the petitioner's comments, is recorded wrong on the deed itself, right, meaning that the deed that was handed to us and the address we recorded by the petitioner's own information was wrong. So therefore, it was impossible for us as the county to record a correct address, and subsequently the notice went and was returned, both the valuation and the tax notice. In a notice issue, typically there's a need to have to find the county at fault in failure to notice. So whether or not that circumstance rises to unanticipated or extraordinary is up to the board, but that's the information I have within the file.
So the county is not claiming that there was any factual error because the facts were there. They would probably claim otherwise, but it would be. We need to look at it in the sense of, is there extraordinary circumstances in which they didn't get notification?
Right. This would be deciding whether or not to open up the appeal based on the notice situation. There's no real petitioner didn't bring forth any kind of factual issue, meaning a physical characteristic categorization that we have wrong or something like that that would allow us to open up the appeal. This would basically be a circumstantial merit argument. Yeah. Again.
On this one, it's weird because there's not an error on our part on the deed,
right,
but we're sending it to the wrong address.
Well, and it's hard because...
That's where this one was a little tricky for me, because to me, there's an error that occurred.
Right.
They didn't get notification and the opportunity to do it. And hopefully, now that we've found the source of the error, we've corrected that. But
probably not, honestly, Commissioner, because we are not, at least to... my office doesn't actually correct incorrect addresses. That because the state statute places that responsibility on the homeowner, we have to have the homeowner correct their address. Hopefully, they've now corrected it. But
and that's in saying we, I was speaking broadly to everyone involved in the situation.
Yeah,
and so as a result, because of that on notification on this one, my inclination to say there is some different circumstances here that would allow that appeal to go through, but I can see this one both ways pretty easily.
I can see it both ways. I'm happy to let it go through. I will point out that sometimes when the notice is insufficient, I don't view that as a very good argument when they've been paying taxes, when they've been a homeowner, they know they own the land, and they clearly have an obligation to pay taxes. That's not really the case here. It's just simply an appeal deadline.
Yeah.
And so
New homeowners.
The transaction happened last year. This is their
first
time.
And this was the first time they were getting notice. So,
so I would move that we approve regular agenda item number 4.
Second.
We've got a motion and a second to approve agenda item number 4. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That passes 3-0. Number 5 is to approve or deny a petition to the Board of Equalization to hear an appeal of a property valuation after the filing deadline, as stated number 5.
Again, this is where no factual error or notice issue was raised by the petitioner, so this is a circumstantial merit petition only. So based on what the petitioner states in their petition and what they're asking for, they're, that's up to the board to decide if those circumstances rise to the level of being approved.
Okay.
I would move that we deny regular agenda item number 5.
Yeah. I would second that.
Got a motion and a second to deny agenda item number 5. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. That number 5 is denied with a 3-0 vote.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Got a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We're now adjourned from that meeting. We'll pause for one second.